This is St. Louis Public Radio. Charter schools exist to give parents choices, but researchers say parents often make those choices based on incomplete information. As St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports, what parents decide may say more about them than the school.
Since President Trump and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos are exploring ways to expand charter schools across the country, it's a good time to take a look at how parents decide on a school. According to research surveys, parents say their number one concern when choosing a school for their children is academic quality. That's the case for Brandy Fowler, whose children go to the Gateway Science Academy Charter School. Standing in her oldest daughter's high school gym after an end-of-the-year award ceremony, Fowler points out that the St. Louis School District wasn't meeting the state's standards when her daughter started kindergarten a decade ago.
When we first started, we had visited the district schools, but that was before the accreditations had started coming back. So the ones in our area did not have their accreditation still. And I wanted something that was really going to push college.
The state recognized St. Louis Public Schools this year for meeting academic benchmarks. A spokesman says parents sometimes turn to the district after having a bad experience with a charter school. Across the gym, Serena Johnson says she chose Gateway 2 years ago because she wanted a small school for her son, who had previously been homeschooled. She says a friend recommended the charter school, and she didn't really look at any others.
Honestly, I only did that in terms of the student population size, and I like the fact that this was a smaller setting.
Indiana University education policy professor Chris Lubienski says it's not uncommon for parents to cross district schools off their list without looking into them.
They often look for any alternative to their public school, but the overall data that we have suggests that actually public schools are at least as effective and often more effective than both charter and private schools in a lot of ways.
When parents look at academics, Lubienski says the data usually doesn't control for factors that influence outcomes, like a family's income and a parent's education level. Because data doesn't tell the whole story, he says a parent's best bet may be word of mouth or recommendations.
Parents who have more advantages, they often are connected with other parents who've had experiences, and so they can learn from word of mouth what their friends think are good schools and good options and which ones to avoid.
Tisha and Brandon Brooks are a good example of that. When the Brooks moved to St. Louis 4 years ago, people told them to stay away from the city school district. So they looked at nearby charter schools. Research shows that location and programming are also big factors when parents choose a school. The Brooks enrolled their son and daughter in the St. Louis Language Immersion School, a charter school close to their home, in part because they liked the idea of their children becoming bilingual.
For us, it was really important to be a part of a neighborhood school, and so that's one of the reasons we ended up at the Spanish school, because it's like literally a mile from our house. A lot of their friends are in walking distance from our house.
The language immersion school saw a drop in state rankings in 2016, but the Brooks say they're more concerned with how their children are doing individually.
Our children are scoring either at or above where they're supposed to be in terms of grade level and aptitude, so they're really thriving, and you know, we know that their teachers, that's the other thing, their teachers have been fantastic.
According to Lubienski, a school's graduation rates and test scores often say more about the children at the school than it does about the school itself. For Brandon and Tisha Brooks, though, part of the draw of charter schools are increased cachet and resources. Brandon wants his kids to have what he calls social capital. Tisha wants to support St. Louis Public Schools, but she doesn't think the district has what it takes to make sure her children are successful.
You know that not putting your child in makes it very difficult to support the schools. But at the same time, you also want to support your child.
And that's the crux of the school choice debate. You can't blame parents for wanting to give their children access to the best possible future. But it's hard to tell what school is best. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.